say it now, but if you could hear the words, can you do it without the music, Brother Mike? Tell me the words of that. And it says, we used to go to church and feel the Spirit of the Lord. Our needs were met when on His name we called. Does that sound right? Huh? I'm so bad at home. If I love to eat, and y'all never know what I know, but I'll tell you, if it's unusually every meal, there's something really good on it. Amen. Even if I cook, it's not too bad at times. Well, some of the time. But if I like something and my kids are eating with me, I want them to acknowledge that it's good. And I'll say, that's good, ain't it? And I got some kids that they just don't get into this overboard stuff. It's all right. And when they say it's all right, I want to choke them. I want to choke that chicken right out of them. Say, if that's all it is, just don't swallow it then. Huh? Y'all think I've lost my mind? I'm that way about church too. I just try to be mild. I ain't choked nobody yet. But when I'm feeling like running and shouting and jumping and I see somebody looks like they're sucking on a dill pickle life drop, is that what you call it? Lifesaver? Huh? I just want to choke it out of them. You say, uh-oh, boy, I'm in trouble. No, I'm just kidding in a way about that. But I just can't understand sometimes. And not just me. I've been here too. I've had my down times too. But when I think about Calvary and what He's done for me, it ain't that hard to praise Him. Huh? I've seen people come to church and like they had a grudge against God. Pouting at Him. Like He'd done them wrong. And I know He didn't. Ain't no way. Huh? It ain't God we're pouting at, is it? It's each other sometimes. Maybe husband or wife. Now that happens. I heard somebody just go fetch it go down pretty hard right there. You swallowed mighty hard right in there. I want to read, listen, here we go. St. John's Gospel 10, verse number 10. And I don't have, I'll be honest with you, I really don't have much. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they may have life. And that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. I am come that they may have life. And that they have it more abundantly. Now, I want you to turn to the 12th chapter of Luke. I really don't know what to say hardly tonight. I know you think that's pitiful for a pastor that preaches hundreds of times a year. Surely you could think of something. Oh, I could think of a lot of things. I just want to say what God ordained me to say tonight in the rest of this service. I had a couple of sermons I was going to preach on when God wipes the smile off your face. Now, ain't you glad I didn't preach that one? Huh? How many things that I really prayed through to leave that in at the house? Huh? Amen. I thought about preaching on, we have a high priest which can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. That's a good message. I hadn't preached that one yet. But as I began to ponder and pray for y'all, and some of y'all particularly, all of you in general, I felt this word keep coming to me. Life, abundant life. And you know, I want to go to heaven. And I know when I go there that I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to live forever. But I need a life now. Right now. Amen. How many's with me here tonight? Oh, I know. I hope God will help me. I hope God will help me. Jesus said, I come to give them life and to give it more abundantly. When he said this in contrast to the thief. How many knows his name? You see, Christ was contrasting what the devil did. And you know, sometimes I spend a lot of my time preaching on what the devil's doing. But tonight I'm not going to preach that much on what the devil's doing. I want to preach on what Jesus is doing. And he's come to give you life. And not just life. He's come to give you abundant life. Now I know where you're going. I hear your mind racing ahead. But I'm going to stop you right here in the 12th chapter of Luke. And I want to preach to you. Amen. Read a couple of verses there. And we'll be done before you know it. But I want to preach to you, we need a revival. Amen. Well, you know, this world, God told Adam and Eve in the garden, in the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Up until that time, there wasn't any graveyards, no funerals, no death. Amen. I'd like to live there, wouldn't you? And in the midst of that garden was a tree of life. Of course there was another tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and you know how the story goes. But God put them in that garden of life. It was a paradise. Amen. Praise God. That first Adam sold us out. Are you listening to me? I don't want to spend a lot of time tonight preaching on that. I said, but that first Adam sold us out. Amen. By the first Adam came death. But the second Adam, what did the Bible say? Somebody say life? Huh? That second Adam brought life. Amen. That first Adam died. He brought death upon us. That's why we go to the old cemeteries and sing them songs. Go rest high on the mountain and try to talk about Psalm 23. And amen. And comfort one another. And amen. And I'll tell you, the Son of God came to this world, and when he came here, death was all around. But he said, I didn't come to bring death. I come to bring life. Amen. Come on now. I want to preach to us. I know I'm not making a lot of sense yet. I know I'm not. But I want to preach life to you. You remember in the Old Testament, when God was given an example of the children of Israel, and he likened God passing by a field, and in that field, amen, he saw a child that had been born and had not been swaddled, and the navel cord had not been cut; it had just been tossed out into a field, amen. And the Bible said God passed by that field and looked over at that dying child and said, "Live." Amen. Are you listening to me? Woo, sweet Lamb of God. That's the way I was. Amen. When I was a 19-year-old boy, everything around me was death. My mind, amen, was clouded with thoughts of death and dying. Amen. And the culture of death. Amen. And the conscience, amen, was full of dead works. My carnal mind, amen. The Bible said to be carnally minded is what? Death. Oh, help me preach a little. Amen. And you know the pleasure that I engaged in. The Bible said, he that is, loveth pleasure, she that loveth pleasure is dead while she liveth. Dead men walking. Oh, you're not helping me preach this evening. Amen. But I want to preach Christ came. Amen. To bring life. Amen. The Bible said in Galatians, I believe, that God was not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living.
Woo! Somebody say amen. We're living in a dead world. Amen. The moving book scene of our culture is about vampires and zombies. Amen. That seems to be popular. I don't know how it could be. Amen. That's weird. Amen. That's strange. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Christ is not starring, amen, in a movie about death. Amen. He's the King of life. And if you're here tonight and you've got no peace or joy, amen, come on now. You've got no hope or power. Amen. What you need is to come contact with the life giver. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. And come alive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Purged. Amen. Your conscience from dead works. I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. I feel like it. I want to preach about Jesus is life. Amen.
Twelve and 15 of Luke. I'm going to give you a couple of things that life is not. You remember the old story, you've heard me tell it before. Amen, Brother Jordan, about this. I read this in a book. This old rich guy, just a tycoon, owned everything in the county nearly. And he put it in his will that when he died, he wanted him to buy a brand new car, a big fancy Continental or Cadillac or whatever it was. And they wanted it brand new, the new leather smell. And he said, I want you to put me in that car in my best suit. Put a big Stetson hat on me and one of the best cigars and stick it in my mouth. And go up there on the back 40 and take a backhoe and dig my grave and lower me in there like that. And of course, he had money to burn. And so they went up and put him in a brand new, amen, shiny Cadillac, new car smell, set him behind the wheel with a big Stetson and a cigar, and lowered him down in the ground. And somebody standing by looked over at another man and said, that's living, ain't it? Huh? That's really living, ain't it? How many knows that wasn't living at all? Huh? Whoa, I'll tell you, some of y'all, come on, some of you young folks, well, look out the window of the church, out at the world. Watch them weirdos out there grabbing and a clawing and a tattooing and piercing and jerking and running and swapping and cussing. And you'll say, that's living, ain't it? That ain't living. Whoa, somebody say amen. I feel like preaching. Amen. You say, I've been living for 40 years. There's some of you in here that are 50 years old and you've not lived a day in your life. You ain't helping me preach. Woo, feel like preaching. Amen. The devil, what? Who? Who'd you say? The devil, what? What's he got to do with this? He come to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. But Christ came. Amen. Come on now. But Christ came to give life and to give it more abundantly. Amen. He come. Amen. To bless you. Are you listening to me? Amen. But listen, let me preach this. Woo, hallelujah. I believe that's good for arthritis right there. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't he? Listen. Take heed, verse 15. Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life, you know what covetousness is, don't you? That's wanting something somebody else has. The Bible called it idolatry. How many knows America's full of idolatry? Huh? Wants to keep up with the Joneses. Well, the Joneses may have an oil well on their place. It's going to be hard to keep up with them, isn't it? Huh? Come on, help me preach a little bit. Here's what Jesus said in red letters, the last part of this verse. He said, take heed that you don't want, amen, what other people have, because life consisted not, amen, of the abundance of the things you possess. I'll just put my finger on somebody's problem in this house tonight. Amen. Yeah, you think more stuff, a bigger CD, amen, another 401k, amen, another new truck, amen, come on, another farm. All I want's my 40 acres and all that joins it. Hallelujah. Are you going to help me preach? I'm going to tell you, amen, there's not any life, amen, in the loot.
anything else. Woo! Come on, somebody say, help me, Brother Jeremy. Pat me right there on the back. Hallelujah. I feel like preach a little. We give these kids the wrong idea. Amen. We say if you don't get rich, amen, if you're not good looking, amen, if you're not popular, then you're not really living. This world will say, I ain't going to church and live in bondage like that. Amen. They don't know what they're talking about. Amen. Christ said, I come. Amen. There's death all around, but I come to give life and give it more abundantly. And life does not consist in dead dollars. Amen. Come on now. And stuff that we own.
Somebody say amen. Now, I know I wouldn't hit you on that. All these poor people around here, they look at me like, what are you talking about? Listen, let me read a little more. Life consisteth not in the abundance of the things that you possess. Verse 22. Hear me now. I want to talk to my young folks here. Where's Kenzie at? She's laid out on us here. Pass this on to her, will you? Huh? I want to tell you, young folks, you're wasting your time, spinning your wheels, looking for life in all the wrong places. Remember when Sister Sheila graduated? Sister Cynthia, y'all, can y'all remember that? That was back in the 90s. I went down and preached the baccalaureate service because you girls got me in the door. That was the last chance I had. Huh? They were on the, I guess, the student council or something, and they got me in the door of the baccalaureate service. Boy, they that big old gym full of kids, a lot of kids went there then, and I preached on looking for life. Amen. And I said, he that findeth his life shall lose it. They looked at me like they was in geometry class. Amen. As I tried to tell them, amen, and hear all their education, they'd been told, amen, be a doctor, a lawyer, and get your gold and stack it up. Amen. And here I was telling them, it ain't going to help you none. Amen. You're going to live. Amen. You're going to have to find life somewhere besides, amen, the stock market. Amen. Come on now. You're not helping me preach. You know, our young folks get in a culture, amen, where if they're not certain skinny, amen, or certain good looking, or certain color hair, or the boys, amen, are not athletic or muscular macho, are you listening to me? Then they're not accepted. But can I tell you that don't satisfy your heart. Amen. That don't bring a satisfaction to you. Somebody say amen. There's only one source of life. Amen. Somebody say amen. And his name is Jesus Christ. Oh, I wish I could preach to you. Now get this down. Life consisted not in the things you possess. Am I right? And after this, before I go on and read my other verse, he tells a little story, a little parable, or a little happening of a man that was rich, fared sumptuously, built his barns. And he went out one day and stuff was just flowing out of his barns. And he says, I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barn and I'll build a greater barn and I'll have much stuff laid up, and I'll say to my soul, personal pronoun, 14 times in those four verses. I, me, somebody's got eye disease in here tonight. You ain't helping me preach, are you? You know how you spell pride? You know what's right in the middle of it? A big old I. Woo! I feel like preaching. Anybody helping me? Amen. Oh, yeah. Sometimes we think we're the stuff. Come on now. Woo! I couldn't even afford a stick when I was growing up. Praise God. Amen. Ain't nobody helping me preach here. Amen. I'll tell you, I want to preach to you. I'm looking for life, not loot. I wish somebody help this preacher. I'm looking for something that'll give me a peace of mind and the joy of the Lord. And'll help me forgive those that wrong me. Amen. And let me go to sleep at night. Amen. Without beating anybody out of anything. I feel like preaching. Amen. Jesus come to give life. Help me preach. Listen to this. He said unto his disciples in verse 22,
Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Here. What ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. You see little old kids. I mean, I'm telling you, Sister Connie, I didn't know I was poor growing up. Did you? I didn't even dawn on it. Everybody within 40 miles of me was just like me. I didn't know I was poor. But I'm telling you, I can't go buy clothes at some designer store and put it on a little old kid. I don't like it. That don't feel right. Well, they're liable to go right out in the mall and take them off. Right out if they don't feel good. How many knows I'm telling you right? Huh? He said, don't give no thought for your life, for your body. What you going to eat? What you going to put on? What did it say, Brother Steve? For life is more. Hear me. You ain't getting this. You say, well, you're sure awful fat not to worry about what you're going to eat. I don't worry about it. I just eat what's set before me, and I try to eat all that's set before me. Praise God. Amen. But I want to tell you this right now. Amen. Life is more than that. I said, life is more, amen, life is more than that elite cuisine down at the old restaurant. It's more, amen, come on now, it's more than the pleasure of life. Amen, help me preach. You mean this life is more than that? I kind of enjoy that, but it's more than that. It's more than meat and drink. Come on now, amen, what is it? Tell me, Brother Steve. The body is more than just raiment it's put on. Consider the ravens. Amen. They don't plant or sow. Amen. Come on now. You're not helping me preach. I just tore the American dream all to pieces. Amen. We got a country and a world and a culture. Amen. They think life is stuff. Amen. And pleasure. And going and doing. And Jesus said life is more than that. Amen. Come on now. We need to invest in life. We need to invest in Jesus Christ.
Hear me now. Woo. So you're finally quitting. Nope. I'm getting started. I don't need that bookmarker no more. Amen. Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. Huh? His words alive. Praise God. Jesus is alive. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? He is alive. That's why everything he did was in a counter, amen, to what was being done. Amen. The Pharisees, he said, you're white sepulchers. You know what's inside of you? Dead men's bones. Woo! I tell you, the Son of God, amen, took that inside out. They put him in a tomb, and he busted out of it, and left it empty, with his napkin folded. Amen. You know why he folded that? Amen. He was letting them know. Amen. I'm not done. I'm coming back. Praise God. I wish somebody say amen. I'm glad for a religion. Amen. That doesn't have a dead Buddha or a dead Muhammad. But it's got a live Jesus. Hallelujah.
Am I right or not? Now I want eternal life. But I tell you, if we don't get this life I'm talking about, you'll never see it. You hear what I'm saying? We got to come alive right now. Dead to sin. Alive. You know, this is where we go wrong. I'm almost done. I left my hanky out in the car. So, I'm going to hurry. Praise God. Huh? That's all right, brother. I don't need it. I don't need it. I'm almost done. They need something. I'm not me. I'm all right. Praise God. Living word. What did he tell that woman at the well? Here she come. Brought her pitcher. Noon.
and people's preached it everywhere, and I guess it makes sense. She come by herself because the women were jealous of her and hated her for her adulterous ways and her husband shopping. Huh? She went down to get a pitcher of water, and there was a man sitting on the well, and he said, "Hey, give me a drink." And she said, "Well, you got your nerve. Here you are, a Jew, and me, a Samaritan. And you ask me for a drink of water, and you know, you don't even have something, nothing to draw with." And he said to her, "If you knew who it was said that he'd give me drink, you would ask of me, and I would give you living water." His word's alive. The water he gives alive. How about the bread? He's a living bread. Sweet Jesus. How many needs a revival tonight? Hey, how many, he talked to those the followers and said, "You got to eat my flesh and drink my blood." And boy, they said, "Gross. I can't do that." What he was saying was, you're going to have to make a commitment here. Total commitment. A commitment in me and who I am and my body given for you and my blood shed for your sin. You've got to eat that up if you're going to follow me. And they said, "Oh, no, not me." He asked his other disciples there. He said, "Will you too go away? Are you not going to make that commitment?" He said, "Where in the world can we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life." You're not getting it. You know why kids sometimes will come to church and sit here bored as a wooden end then till they get 18 years old and then find an excuse to leave out of the church and go wild and crazy? And I'll tell you, I've seen some kids that were raised right in church make the biggest drunks. Hey, man, are you listening to me? You know what it was? They never tasted life while they were here. They thought this is all they were to it. Hey, man, was just sitting around nodding off. Hey, man, come on now. Hey, man, but brother, there's life. There's living water here. You hear what I'm saying? We can draw out of this well. Amen. And you'll never thirst again. Hey, you get hold of this just right. Amen. You won't hang around in the graveyard. Amen. You'll come out of the grave. Amen. Come on now. I want to preach life to somebody. Amen. I want to preach Christ. I want to preach Christ the living Savior. Amen. Come on now. I know this is simple, but life is more than meat and drink and raiment. Oh, come on now. It's abundant life. Stand with me. A thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundant. Anybody in here tonight need this life besides me? I need it. If I sit down, now I'm going to tell you, I wake up sometimes early. I don't sleep a whole lot. I don't guess I do enough to wear myself out or something. I don't know, but I can't sleep good. It's pretty good between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. That's pretty good sound sleep. And sometimes I'll wake up and the devil will try to put dead stuff in me. In my head. He'll talk to me about dead stuff. You know, how many knows what I mean? Like cares of life. You know, bills and taxes and stuff like that. Amen. And troubles and trials. And it takes me a little while. Sometimes he whoops up on me before I can get my bearings. My brother, I'm telling you, if I can stagger over out of that book, or I can roll out on my knees, or if I can just drop a tear somewhere, oh, I feel life coming back into me. Are you hearing me? I feel life coming in me. Oh, hallelujah. I feel it right now. Anybody else feel it besides me? Hey, man, this evening I wasn't doing much study. And I was, praise God, like Brother Jeremy. Hey, man, you going to take a nap? No, not me. I was asleep before I got it out of my mouth. Trying to stay awake and read and study and pray. Are you listening to me? Hey, man, I want to tell you, this ain't much preaching, but it's life. It's a life worth living. It's the life to live in till we get eternal life. Amen. Christ wants to give it to you. Amen. Take the dead, dying, graveyard out of you. And the dead works. And bring Christ in you. The hope of glory. Woo! How many will commit with me this week to pray some more this week? Pray earnestly more. Add an hour in on your praying. You don't have to, don't look around. Just how many with me? I feel a burden to do that. Anybody join me? Hey, I got a hand? Okay. Amen. We already got our fast calendar going, and this is our last week of July. Can you believe that? Amen. Do your fasting and praying and seeking God. We're going to see life come back to this church. Life is here. We've had a wonderful service tonight. Amen. That's right. I like to see you get touched. But you got to remember, life is more than your food and raiment. Amen. And getting married and having a home and buying a car and raising your kids. Life is more than that. It's living with Christ in your heart. Oh, hallelujah. Can you say amen? Let's find a place to pray.